All right. It's August something. The 9th? No, fuck. The 16th, maybe? Does it matter? Is that really what it is? August 16th. 2022, is that really what the date is? Is it really 7:25 a.m. on the east coast of Nightmarica? You know, like, just over the years as I've aged and then come in contact with younger people, you can see how they, you know, those, the people that are, you know, that are, you know, that seem very confident of themselves and seem like they've got their shit together, like you get into a company, you know, that pays their dues to the corporation, or only child, only child type people that get into, you know, their family has money or had money to, you know, to be able to, you know, start a computer business or something, and then you're like, you know, 10 years late, 5, 10, 15 years later, you're supposedly sitting on top of the world. I've, you know, come across people like this. And they think that they're in this, that they're living in this fake reality. And it doesn't matter whether you're poor or you're just getting by or more than getting by or wealthy, your parents have wealth and you know, you drove a fucking Volvo, it was your first car, or a BMW, you know, is the, an older BMW is your car now. There's a level of just this meandering through the world, this you know, that you start with this specific amount of programming. Kind of reminds me a lot of this Westworld, this HBO Westworld, the new Westworld, because there was the old Westworld with Yul Brynner and Richard Benjamin and, you know, Bloodline people. James Brolin, Josh Brolin is pretty predominant in movies. Just watched a pretty good Prime show with him and a number of other people, but him more so. Is it Ed Harris? I think it was him and Ed Harris. Anyway, so the old Westworld was, you know, where they could, I don't even know if it was rich and affluent that could just go to this particular place, and it was Westworld, and it was a simulation of this Western reality. If you haven't watched it, you should watch the old one, and then I think that there was a second part to it. As I'm driving here, looking up at the geoengineering, the obvious tainting of our world. Woke up rather early, around 5 o'clock. and decided that, you know, today's the day I'm going to get, you know, I'm going to get over and, you know, and do something physical. And only to find out that as I was walking up, there was another automaton walking and saying, oh yeah, they're closed. So I just got back in. And I went and got a coffee. But the Westworld series, this fake Western, and I think it was two different ones. It was a Westworld, and then it was like a Roman type of a background. Anyway, so this Westworld is this simulation where they can go in there, and then there's this tech team and everything that creates this with these robots, these cyber robots that walk around like, you know, people of that time. And of course there's violence and shootouts and shit like that. And so the new one that's in its fourth season is pretty elaborate, where these artificially created human beings have pretty much kind of taken over. But you have to see it, you know, from the beginning with Sir Anthony Hopkins is in it, which I'm sure he's part of the bloodline. Just these recognizable faces. The guy, what the fuck is his name? He was in he was in Casino Royale. He's like kind of a mix, kind of half white, half black dude. But anyway, some of you probably know what I'm talking about in as far as this, and it's very complicated, because in the first two seasons it was just centered around this Westworld, and then there was like they had any number of different amusement themes for the rich and affluent. And then some of these, something's built into them where they just, certain ones are more heavily programmed than others. What is her name? Black actress, English, lovely. She was in first time I saw her, she was in a movie with Eddie Murphy. Thandie Newton is her name. Thandie Newton, another bloodline family member, just like, and just because these people are black, it doesn't mean they're actually white by blood, like Barack Obama, Barry Dunham, who's the guy, the black actor, the English actor that was, that's going to apparently play James Bond next, unless they change that. He was in a movie with, All right. This Dark Tower movie. Anyway, when you see a lot of these black actors, it's because they're white by blood and they're part of the bloodline. It's not because they were just, you know, chosen to, you know, because of their talent or whatever. Same as the white actors and the white bloodline family members. No different. Of course, this lying, fake Westworld or world type system will make you believe that these people were just in the right place at the right time. Like, you know, I was having a conversation with a coworker about some of these shows, you know. And then she was like, oh, do you watch the Stranger Things? And I was just like, yeah. And the reason that I watched is because there were elements of you know, like child programming and shit like that, that testing and mind manipulation, shit like that. And she pointed out that one of the young women, the one that works at the ice cream place in the mall, is actually Uma Thurman's daughter. And when she pointed that out, like, I watched it, I'm like, absolutely. I remember watching Uma Thurman, and years ago, thinking, wow, she's rather lovely, and then now her daughter's involved, and she married, and Thurman, she married Ethan Hawke, and her last name is Hawke, some kind of hyphenated Hawke thing. And, so I didn't recognize that, but the bottom line here is that you know, like James Brolin, who was in the movie Capricorn One. If you haven't seen Capricorn One, you should check that out. It's 1972. It had Brolin, O.J. Simpson. I want to say Waterston, the actor Waterston. He does like financial commercials now. And has been in television shows and movies. They are astronauts, and it was like the fake moon landing. They did a movie about a fake trip into space. They never went, and on the way back, they were watching why they would even let them watch it, but they let them watch the broadcast, and there was some kind of explosion. I don't know whether it was accidental or whatever, but then they looked at each other and they say, "We're dead. They're not going to let us live. Why would they let us live?" So they, very interesting, and if O.J. Simpson's in there, it's not just because he's an athlete, because we know Steve Young is part of the bloodline, we know that Drew Brees, there's a lot of quarterbacks and different people that are part of this extended bloodline. It's not just entertainment and politics, it's sports as well. So it could very well be that O.J. Simpson was part of it, a certain level of it, maybe. I don't know for sure. But these people that we see every day that walk through this world that see what they've seen, they've been basically programmed and reprogrammed by their parents who have bought in. So what choice do you have but to buy in? And you just, it's not even a choice. Here you are. You're born. You're part of this thing. You just have no idea what it is. It's just you're here and you go with it and you do. You know, you get your birth certificate, your bank note, your certificate of livestock. And you start, you know, moving through this artificial, again, what seems real, but it's not. It's a Westworld type creation. And I think that's what they're trying to convey. They have to tell you, or at least show you in your programming, that you are one of these NPCs. And then what happens is what? Then when you realize what's happening, you become a threat to that system. Now, do I believe, and I've gone back this, and I've said this many times, do I believe that Donald J. Trump is a threat to the new world order or the order, the old world order that's trying to maintain its power? No, I do not believe that he is. I believe that he is playing his role, his part, I mean, just look at the way that they were able to manipulate people, the right, who's honestly just a tad bit, a smidgen more intelligent than the left. Now, I don't mean that as a an insult. What I mean is that if these people still believe that Trump, that this is real, and that politics and all this other stuff, like the Charlie Kirks of the world, like how can they look past the complicit nature of Trump's participation in this genocide that's going on right now worldwide? If they were thinking the right way, they would say, you know what? The right and the left this right-left paradigm has to end. And Trump's part of it. He can never be in any leadership position ever again. Joe Biden should never have been. Barack Obama, the bloodline, most likely, a homosexual, a Jewish president. Suicide squirrel. And, I mean, it's just a joke as we look at it now, and it is collapsing. I said at least a year ago, I said the medical cartel in this artificial world that we're in is going to collapse fully. And that's going to be to cover up the genocide that took place, or the attempt to cover up the genocide that's taking place in these hospitals that have always been, militarized death structures. Sure, we know people that have gone in and gotten operations, have gotten heart operations or brain surgery or this. And as I said to a coworker just the other day, I said, he was talking about stem cells. And I said, do you believe that there's some kind of moral thing behind why stem cells are not allowed to be used in the U.S., but you have to go to a place like Panama or some of these other places? I said, there's a reason why it's not allowed, and it has nothing to do with morality. It has everything to do with them hiding what we're capable of, that these stem cells are able to create and make another lung or another heart or another kidney, just like the one that your body magically, amazingly, through design, through intelligent design, was able to create from one egg and one fucking sperm. I mean, that is something so fucking incredible. And you see how they're treating that process, death to children, and how they've weaponized the minds, the female mind, the nurturing the thing that makes a just the other day I'm having lunch and I'm watching this woman who worked obviously at this place, and then this guy that was there, that they were just kind of sitting there having lunch together. And then there was this other woman with a small baby girl, and she was sitting off in the, they were sitting off in the corner. And then I saw the, and I mean, I'm noticing, like I'm watching this and I'm saying, you know, this woman, she was lovely, and she was taking her baby doll. I don't even know how old the child was, but precious in just in a picture, in a moment of, that's the one of the only things that's real in this moment. And then the woman that's with the guy, she walks back to throw some of her trash away. And as she's walking back to him, she looks back at this woman with her child. And in that moment, I was like, she would like to have a baby one day. And she's looking at that and she's saying, I wonder if I'm going to do that. Or maybe she's in love with this dude and maybe they're going to get married. Like, who knows? But she looked back and she looked at that, and this innate thing about her being a woman, I caught that in that experience. You know, like David Icke says, you know, your consciousness experiencing blah, 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 whatever. And they're destroying that. They're killing that. The evil in this world is destroying and wants to destroy that nurturing, innate, natural thing. They want to destroy nature. And so they weaponize these young women into believing things or fighting their own. I guess some of the reasons why they're so angry is because something is being, they feel as though their rights are being, their true nature is being attacked. Not by the people in their minds that they think are the oppressors. They're having this cognitive fucking war in their own minds because they hate themselves. At one point, they were told to hate themselves and to hate what they are, to hate what's inside of them. And this is what they, this is where they brought us to. This is where they've, this is the design. Their evil fucking satanic design has brought us. We're at war with our very nature of what we are. In this fake fucking reality, where everything has a price. And if you watch Westworld, you will see this. You will see this. Elements of it. And and you see it every day. You look at people, you see how they interact. How they're barely connected. But in their minds, they're fully, fully engaged in survival. Which is part of our nature. Survival is part of our nature, but surviving in a system that they don't even know who they are, what they are. How did we get here? What are we? Oh, they filled in all of those blanks for you. All the bullshit about, cosmology. They filled you in. They filled in all these gaps. They sat around a fucking table and said, well, at some point they're going to question the nature of their reality. We're going to fill in those. We're going to fill in those blank spaces for them. We're going to make them think that they evolved after a fucking, nothing exploded and created everything in the multiverse. My shit-filled ass. Maybe at this point. Maybe, we're all making deposits from here, gross, but that's the cosmology is fucking bullshit. Everything about the people that told us, the NASA and the NASHOLES and all of these other fucking people, they're liars and they've lied. They've created a grand deception and computers, garbage in, garbage out. That's what we become. We've been programmed with lies. We speak lies. We repeat lies. We become the opposite, the very antithesis of what we are and why we're here and what we're supposed to do while we are here. We're doing the exact fucking opposite of what we are meant to do here. And these people, these demons, these fucking satanic, fallen angel fucking demon scumbags like Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and Fauci and all these Masonic cocksuckers are standing back there living parasitically off of us, psychic fucking vampire filth maggots sitting back, dominating and controlling the minds of these NPC assholes who have no idea, these thumb fucking suckers that walk around every day thinking, I'm successful. I'm driving this. Have you seen all my likes? Have you seen all my followers? Just all one big fucking cult as more geoengineering gets fucking sprayed on the fucking insects that they think that we are. They are bastardizing creation. They are fucking garbage. And I just, honestly, I just hope that, there's a level of awareness. When somebody says you will own nothing and you'll be happy, that means that they fucking turned you into a fucking order following automaton through drugging or injections or whatever. But we see people just following the rules, man. And you remember what they said, following orders is no excuse.